the Stone Roses. She bangs the drums on Today FM. It's Al Porter here. I'll be with you until 2:30 this afternoon. In a little while, I'll have an opportunity for you to win an Al's Pal, if you're that way inclined. Al, I'm back. Yes, I switched you off for a while when I heard the Christmas tune. Jesus, don't do that to me again till mid-November at least, said Paddy. And another texter, Rob, said, Christmas music? Seriously? It's October. That time of year is long enough without bringing it this far forward. It's gone so bad that I brought a new rule into my house. If anyone mentions the Big C before December 17, one present will be deducted off the list for each time they talk to you about it. And that's from Rob. And another says, Al, don't make me go up there and break all your Christmas CDs. All right, Pamela, then that means that you've won. You've had the last word there.
Yes.
Can I just say, by the way, to anybody who's getting annoyed about me playing Christmas music and being like, why would you do that? I'm not here to please you.
Yes, you are.
I'm not here to please
did
you.
Did nobody tell you that?
I'm here to do whatever I want.
No.
No, I know that. I'm sorry. I know that. I know. I'm sorry. But I do like to wind people up, though.
Oh, you do.
I mean, I knew how annoying playing Christmas music was going to be. Don't think that I don't know how annoyed I probably made
don't
you.
Don't think you don't know how annoying you are.
Because it's deliberate a lot of the time. I actually have a serious topic, though, that I want to talk to you about. I know you didn't really want me to do it on the show, but I just thought it was important. It's worth mentioning. So do you want to tell people what happened to you this morning?
I told you when you got in. I came in early this morning, so I was in town for 7 a.m., and while we were waiting at the lights to cross just at Angel Street there, I'd seen that a van had a bit of an altercation with a young guy on an electric scooter. So it looked like they had nearly knocked him down. And when they ended up stopping at the lights, they did the big kind of turkey heading thing, you know, oh yeah, like, what are you starting at me? Like,
just getting angry.
You knocked me over. But the guy got out of the van and started on the young lad. And then the passenger in the van just decided to get out, walked across the road and started hitting him, attacked the young guy.
Like a proper hop dog.
7 a.m. Yeah. And they were standing right in front of our car and they ended up on our bonnet. And I'm just sitting
and
there.
And you and Gav are just in the car going, oh my God.
What on earth is happening here? And the poor young lad, he was defenseless. He was a small little guy.
Completely taken by surprise.
And I didn't know whether to. I was ready to jump out of the car and go, like, what the hell is going on when you just calm down? Yeah. And I always think that if a woman intervenes, that you'd be safer because maybe guys wouldn't.
You wouldn't know.
But thankfully, the car behind us was a plain clothes car.
Like an unmarked thing.
Yes, he turned on his lights and his siren and he got out and he had seen it happen. He had seen the van run a red light. So hopefully they got booked and they got what was coming to them.
But it brings up a good point of whether or not you should intervene, which is immediately what came into mind. Like, should you intervene when you see a fight going on? And this could be, I mean, obviously yours was at 7 in the morning, which was absolutely ludicrous,
so
bizarre
like
behaviour.
Guys were even drunk, you know.
I mean, they need aggression therapy.
I could not believe it.
But, you know, it can happen after a nightclub. You know, it happens, you know,
there's drink involved.
The McDonald's over by a certain nightclub that I've been to a few times is like the Coliseum at 2 in the morning.
Gladiator.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, people are tearing each other to pieces, streeling out of each other, as they would say on the north side.
It's really hard not to intervene or get involved when
I know, but then will you get
defenseless.
In trouble?
Well, will I get hit in the process?
I mean, I have definitely, and I can't like pinpoint it, it's just, you know when you know, but I've definitely walked past a fight before. Definitely. Mm. You know, somebody is just, I mean, they could be kicking somebody on the ground. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not going to fight them. And I'm going to go in and drag them away from them. And like, the best you can do maybe is take out your phone and make a call.
Yeah. And I went to take a video of it. And Gav was like, don't, because they'll see you taking a video and then they'll start on us. And
it's interesting. Let me know what you would do. Do you intervene if you see something like that? Some sort of encounter, argument, or worse, a fight like Pamela saw. Do you get involved? Do you intervene for the safety of one or both of the people? Or do you just walk on by? If you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102 on the text machine. You can email Al at todayfm.com. It's time now for a bit of Taylor Swift on Today FM. Now I feel glorious, glorious. I feel glorious, glorious. That's Glorious from Macklemore. And before that, we have Skylar Grey's on that track as well. Be ashamed to leave her out. Taylor Swift and Look What You Made Me Do. Pamela witnessed an assault earlier on, a violent assault on the streets because of some sort of altercation with a car and a van and all this kind of thing. And much the same as I would be, she was loath to intervene. I mean, why would you want to? She was very hesitant, and I wouldn't have intervened. Some people saying that you have to intervene, others saying that you don't on 53102. Intervene by taking the reg of the offending owner's vehicle and report it to the guard, says one texter. I'd be terrified of getting in the way of someone in a blind rage, Al. You'd never know what they do. Marilyn says, I always intervene and not doing so is wrong. I mean, is it though, Marilyn? I mean, is it wrong to not intervene for your own safety? Really? Would you always, it's always right to put yourself in harm's way? I don't know about that. A bit of optimistic, people are being optimistic about people's bravery. And Derek says, Al, I intervened with a bloke beating seven shades out of his girlfriend. A bloke beating seven shades out of his girlfriend back in the 90s. It ended up with both of them attacking me. I was on the way home from work as a barman and they were drunk. Never again. Derek and Drogheda. I've heard of things like that before. Al, that's a tough one. I've seen a similar item on Newsnight where you're adding to the problem if no intervention, but that's okay if you're a 7 foot builder, says Dave. Yeah, I mean, you can't. So what, you should intervene, but only if you think you're physically capable of taking the people on. But then not every builder who's 7 foot tall wants to be in the middle of a drunk arguing couple who could bottle them. Al, there's safety in numbers. Sometimes all it takes is for one bystander to call other people over. I saw that happen once. I was one of the people called over and there were about eight of us strangers telling the man to back off. That was enough to make the attacker stop and scuttle off. Yeah, maybe it's power in numbers. Maybe it's a bit of mob mentality needs to convince people. Pamela Blake, you're here, right? I have a text for you.
Mm-hmm.
Pat in Cork says, and this is obviously to you, that is spineless to sit and watch a young defenceless lad getting hit in front of you. Will it take an estimation of whether they might kill him or not to intervene? A video and reporting it is the least from a responsible citizen of a country who shouldn't ignore thuggery.
Well, thank you, Pat, but what you didn't listen to was the fact that there was a Garda car right behind us and he intervened pretty much straight away. If he hadn't have been there, God help those guys, because I would have gone to town on them with a video and reporting them and getting their license and registration plate. Mm. And they would not have gotten away with it, because it just made me so, so mad. But I'm just saying, I was lucky.
Yeah.
And he was lucky
that the guards were there.
That there was a detective car behind us and he stopped it pretty much straight away. But yeah, don't for a minute think that I wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah. Now, Pat, no Al's Pal for you. What have we got? Corona's on the way.
Today FM.
The Corona's and Real Feel on Today FM. We're still kind of sifting through these huge text responses to the idea of intervening in a fight. I think those situations are something we all sit on our high horse about. I do this, I do that. But I guess it is very fighting and shocking to witness, as one texter. This road rage outrage needs to stop, though, says one texter. I had a man pull up beside me and give me a dressing down once where I wasn't in the wrong, so I blew a kiss at him. He drove off in a bitter rage. I was just trying to share the love. Yeah, but I imagine you were winding him up a little bit as well. It's so hard to know what to do, especially when you're a woman and it's men, brackets multiple, doing the attacking. Also, it could be a fake situation designed to get you out of your car to mug you and steal the car. The times we live in make it hard to take these things at face value. I would like someone to intervene if it was me, but I don't expect them to get themselves in danger in order to save me, not even my husband. Two lives could be lost then instead of one. Do what you can from a safe distance. I suppose, truly, you don't know how you'd react until you're in that situation. And then one text, which is anonymous, which is interesting, comes in from a Garda. And they say, as a Garda, I can tell you that it is not safe to intervene. I have intervened in plain clothes and have told those fighting that I was a Garda and they didn't believe me. It is not safe at all. Call 999 immediately. But if you witness anything, you can make a statement and hopefully get justice for the injured party. That's from P, the Garda.
Today FM with Al Porter.